We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
By the way, breaking news story, Evan.
Yeah?
Oh, am I going to get great joy out of this?
What?
Am I going to get great joy what? Out
before,
of this?
Before you tell me, what sport?
Baseball
related. Is somebody
baseball
hurt?
Nobody's hurt.
All right, good.
No. This is a feel-good story for the masses.
A feel-good story for the masses.
Yeah.
Is it going to impact your fandom reveal
it's
in less than an hour?
It's going to impact you.
It's going to impact me?
Yes. This has a direct impact on you. Before Anthony Volpe agreed to wear number 11, he called Brett Gardner. And he asked Brett Gardner for his blessing.
Oh, come on. Who told you that?
According to Joe Bick, Gardner's agent, Gardner gave Volpe his full approval and wished him all the best with number 11.
Who's reporting?
Jack Curry at Yes.
Damn it, Jack's the most reliable guy.
Now, why don't we back up the truck a couple hours to the start of our program?
I don't remember.
When I told you as a fact that Anthony Volpe would have reached out to Brett Gardner. Does anybody here remember what Evan said?
I do not.
Connor, Big Mac, do any of you guys remember what he might have said?
Yeah, I vaguely remember he poo-pooed it at the very least.
He poo-pooed it.
Yeah, said no. No. Why? Why would you do that?
Right. He poo-pooed it as if he knew better, and I was out of my mind. And I believe there was even some type of promise that he made that something might take place on this show. What was it, though? We're going to have to go back and check the tape.
I honestly don't remember. You must have to check the tape.
I believe the tape is being checked as we speak. Uh-huh. Oh, you wouldn't call Brett Gardner up. There's no reason to call. And I go, you know, it's the right thing to do. You call Brett Gardner up. You ask for permission. He, of course, is a mensch. Classy guy, said yes. Right?
Well,
uh-huh.
I do trust Jack Curry. I think he's one of the best reporters
yes.
out there.
And he's quoting the agent of Brett Gardner.
And he is quoting the agent of Brett Gardner. I've now read the tweet. Craig is not making it up.
Uh-huh.
So I just want to be the first person to formally apologize to Anthony Volpe and to Brett Gardner. Anthony is a class kid. He felt for some reason, I got to get Brett's permission. He did. Brett showed a lot of class by basically retiring. I mean, isn't this him saying I'm officially retired? I'm giving up my number 11?
Yes, he is officially retired now.
Brett Gardner has given up the dream of being the coach's son and playing for the New York Yankees yet again. Mm-hmm. And so major kudos to Volpe, major kudos to Gardner.
It's
a new era.
Major kudos to who else?
Anthony Volpe.
Yeah, and to who else?
Brett Gardner.
And keep it going. Keep that train running, buddy.
Jack Curry.
For reporting it. Something that, of course, I had to bring up on the show.
I would give Jack
followed up on it because he's a good reporter.
I would give major credit to Joe Bick, the agent for Brett Gardner.
For being available. That's right.
And major credit to Al Leiter, because I know Al was listening, since he's a good close friend of yours.
Why would Al Leiter be involved?
He heard it, knows the Volpes, and said, hey, quick, have it call up Brett.
I'll tell you right now, we are getting the tape from earlier today, because I forget what you promised or what I asked for as well.
Oh, I don't think anything.
Oh, I think something.
I don't think there was anything I promised.
Because I told you, I'm always right eventually. Just took 2 hours to be proven right. That's all. I think it was in relation to Lamar Jackson being a Patriot. Bob.
Why would anything that has to do with Anthony Volpe and Brett Gardner
because
come back
you
to Lamar?
Because it's an example of you not trusting me and taking some other hack's word for what's going on when I know better.
That's true.
Why.
Yeah, so earlier today, after Jeff Howe of The Athletic said the Patriots aren't interested in Lamar Jackson, I just put that info out and said, another day, another thing Craig Carton is all about.
We have breaking audio, Evan. Why don't we go into the Carton and Roberts time machine and take a listen to what may have happened earlier today.
So if Brett Gardner, if Anthony Volpe reached out to Brett Gardner to kind of ask about number 11,
mm-hmm.
I will take my L by issuing deletion of that tweet, okay?
No, you'll make an actual statement on Twitter.
I'll make a statement on Twitter.
Yes.
That, fine. Now, yes. What do
and
I get?
I will script that statement. And
I didn't agree to
script that statement.
I did not agree to that.
So I will send you a text message. You can copy it and paste it. You will delete your original tweet about the Lamar thing. And you put out a tweet that I will write for you during the next break.
So what I will do is, let me compromise.
Uh-huh. No, delete the initial
tweet.
No, there's no compromise. This is the agreement men made.
No.
We're men.
I offered
we
to
delete. We shook hands on it virtually, and we have an agreement. I'm writing the tweet now.
I said to you I would delete the tweet. You turned that down and said, no, you're going to issue a statement. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to quote tweet my tweet with the new statement. Well, I think that's more than fair.
That new statement is coming your way.
Okay.
All right. I'll get it to you during the next break in a little bit.
I appreciate it. I will have an editor on hand just to make the necessary changes.
No. Again, no editing. I will write out something that you will post on Twitter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.